Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Hey guys, welcome back to Full Coverage.
We are so happy you're here today.
Your favorite podcast.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, wow, I set her up like.
He's boom. Like, and I'm like, wah, wah. So today's podcast is going to be reviewing some of our hilarious.
We're going to be reacting to some of our cringiest, funniest moments.
But like, they're so funny.
Like, I'm actually really excited because when we were like kind of deep diving into our content for this, I was like, I was cringing at myself, so I knew that this was going to be a good one.
We knew it, baby.
I'm terrified, but I'm so excited.
Oh, we knew it.
Because we've had a long, long, long career.
It's been a while.
And we've had a lot of funny, cringy moments.
I mean, it's been fulfilled with them.
It's been riddled.
Yeah, riddled.
I look like a bowler today.
A bowler?
A bowler.
Well, I look like a little piece of orange
bold
juice.
Peanuts.
I like bold peanuts.
You look like bold peanuts.
This is an
peanuts.
Off the shoulder kind of linen
it,
shirt.
I feel like it is.
We're gonna do off the shoulders today. By the way, everyone's like, can you please put in the description your tops? This is from Zara. I'm sorry. I mean to do that.
Do it.
I forget.
No one ever asks mine.
Where's yours from? Share.
ASOS.
There you go.
No, my tops from
the
ASOS.
The more you know.
The more you know. But you guys, so I think we should start off with our peek and pit this week. Because we didn't share one last week, so it's time to share a peek and a ping.
Okay.
Okay, who's gonna start first?
I'm gonna let you start with your peek.
With my peek. Okay, my peek's gonna be that I was the judge and coach of the Benefit Brow Search.
Oh my God.
This year's Benefit Brow Search. I went out with Benefit.
Congratulations.
I went out with Benefit Cosmetics and we went to Arizona and we did the brow search with them. And so basically what the brow search is like a competition that Benefit holds every single year where they have contestants kind of all come together and compete for $50,000.
Yeah.
To do like challenges, different kind of, you know, social media kind of posts and things like that to see like, okay, are you going to be the winner, not the winner, things like that. So I was a coach this year with Chloe Morello and Karen.
Love
and
it.
Karen. And it was really fun. I actually just had a really, really great time getting to meet all these creators. And it's so crazy, like, when you meet creators who have just kind of started out that are, like, new and fresh and so excited, it makes me, like, so inspired in a way.
It's, like, revamps your inspiration for it. Yeah.
It revamps, like, my, like, passion and drive because seeing them being so passionate and like driven towards that, I'm like, oh,
it's amazing.
Like it kind of like, it like breathes
lights
air back into
fire.
Me. Yeah, it's like a little like fanning of the flames.
I'm sure they had such great energy and like so excited to be there too.
They really did. And it was just really cool. And you know, it was funny. Like I've seen like so many comments all over that were like, you know, this is rigged.
Rigged?
This is crazy. And I'm like, how is it rigged?
How is it rigged?
Like I literally was like, when I was even saying, I was like, how is it rigged? I'm so confused. Like literally like people submit the content.
Yeah.
And it's like rated off of like what the judges as well as Benefit thought would be great. I can't, thumb stopping. They say it's thumb stopping. So you're like scrolling and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like their thing. It's like, it needs to be thumb stopping. And so we like chose based off of all those things, all that criteria and whatnot, being like, is it captivating? Is it well edited? Is it well shot? Is it well transitioned? So many different things kind of go into it. Like, it's a personality fire.
People still say.
And people are still like,
it's rigged.
Well, what's going on? Why is it rigged? So I want to say congratulations to Abby. She was the winner.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations Abby. To Abby.
She won $50,000.
Wow. And that's a big prize.
It was insane. Like, it was absolutely
that's
insane.
Life-changing.
Like, that is. It's life changing. So it's really cool. She has alopecia.
Uh huh.
And so she was doing it. And like, I remember when we were reading her caption, one of her submissions, and it was like, you know, alopecia took my brows, but Benefit gave them back.
Oh my God.
And when I read that, I'm not kidding you, I got like full body chills.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Because I was like, as someone with an autoimmune disease myself, I was
you
just like,
relate.
I can really relate and like kind of understand like what she's been through and mm-hmm. not in obviously the same way, but in just like a smaller capacity, a different capacity. So I was really, really proud of her and really happy with her
she did
content.
That.
She really did that.
You guys check her out, by the way. She's amazing. Abby I follow Artistry. Her. I follow a lot of the contestants. I was so excited to
they're
see
cool.
them on there. They're so cool.
And they're
I love,
so sweet.
I love seeing like up and coming people. I love, mm-hmm. you know, getting invested in what they're doing.
Their stories.
And
they
stories.
Were all 24 were truly incredible. Like, we met 24. It gets dwindled down to 12 and then 3.
Whoa.
So it's literally like the cuts are so gigantic.
That's huge.
We literally, I'm not kidding you, like we were in the room deliberating. There was like one where we were there for, I'm not kidding you, like maybe like 45 minutes. And it got to the point where we were all like raising our hands, like, who do you guys think? Like, it was to that point where
wow.
we couldn't even decide.
Because
it was
like,
so
mutually.
So it's like, what's it called when it's like everyone's so good that it's hard? It's like splitting
yeah.
hairs.
Yeah.
We're at the point where it's like, okay, well, what do you think about this? Like, do you think that it's.
Gosh, and it probably hurts
way?
To have to cut someone. I mean,
oh my
you
God.
Don't want to cut a small influencer for their chance
no.
for that, you know, exposure and money.
I started tearing up. Karen Foley was starting to cry.
Yeah.
Like, it was like
a
fool. It was just hard. It's a hard thing to do that, but it was really rewarding and. I'm grateful that I got to do it, but it truly was like magical. Like
wow.
there's no other word than like other than magical. And it was, I'm really grateful.
Benefit knows how to do something right.
They do.
Okay. So my peak for the week is fabulous because I get these urges to go to a chain restaurant. I like to eat at a lot of specific little niche restaurants around LA because LA is full with opportunities of delicious food at restaurants you'll never get to eat at anywhere else.
Yeah.
There's a lot of self-owned businesses here and there's a lot of cool restaurants here. But every now and again, I really get in the mood to go to like a P.F. Chang's, Cheesecake.
Totally.
You know, some chili, stuff that's more chain franchised out. So you kind of can get those anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Ty, I want Benihana's.
Ooh.
I love Benihana's.
With a little strip.
I actually don't like the hibachi. And
okay.
I specifically don't like eating at the hibachi mm-hmm. because it takes forever.
It
truly
takes forever.
Like sitting, you're going to wait.
I'm like.
You have to wait until your whole entire table's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to wait, you know, take everybody's order. It's not just you and your husband. It's
right.
Like, so what me and Aaron have always done, we used to go there all the time and we would always eat at the bar. So you
Got
don't
it.
Have to do the hibachi.
Love
it's perfect.
That.
You just order the hibachi chicken and you
and
get it without
there.
The show.
Got it.
Seen the show 100 times.
You
I
can,
didn't,
you
girl,
can do
I'm
without
just
the
hungry.
Show.
I'm
You're
just hungry.
Hungry. Absolutely.
So I convinced Ty, I'm like, please. He doesn't like chain restaurants, really. He's mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm so too good
but
for them.
But Cheesecake Factory's good.
Yeah. Tell him the truth, Ty. Tell him the truth.
Wait, I need
girl,
my phone.
Are you not on camera?
Hold on.
Well, you
Hold
have
on.
To have headphones on to hear me.
On. Okay, I have them on.
Me too.
I am too good for chain restaurants. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so that's a fact, actually.
He'll give gotcha. You a really hard time if you try to eat at a chain restaurant.
But then I'll, like, still eat it.
Exactly.
Nice. And then enjoy
you'll
it.
Still
enjoy
eat. It. You just had Pollo Loco today.
Literally.
Fuck
Literally.
Off.
Hey, hello. Why you put me on blast?
Because it's good. I love Pollo Loco.
So I'm like, please send me to Benihana's. And I'm like, it's fine because I'll tell them we just want to sit at the bar.
Yeah.
And... So we go there, check in. She's like, okay. And I was like, well, if the wait's really long for the bocce, can we just, we'll just eat at the bar. Cause mm-hmm. we don't, and Ty specifically doesn't love eating with a bunch of strangers.
Totally.
I don't either, man. I'm
I
just
mean,
trying
I don't
to
either.
Eat.
I don't
I'm just
to
trying
either.
To eat.
Yeah.
For a celebration. Great. No, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to eat. And she's like, oh, we're not serving at the bar. And we both look at each other. We're like,
no.
Oh,
and
God.
There's like plates and like silverware all
over the
bar.
And there's people
eating at
so
the
what,
bar.
So what the fuck is she talking about?
We'll never
no
know.
Idea.
I am convinced she didn't understand what I was saying.
Okay.
We didn't want to argue with her.
I don't
so
want to argue. I never
like,
want to
oh,
argue.
It'll be like 5 minutes and we'll sit you down.
Because
so
the thing
like,
is,
okay.
I assume that they might know who I am if it's a young girl. And I assume
and
that it's Laura
it
Lee argue with me. So I'm
yes.
like, you know what? I'll do whatever you say so you don't think I'm
yeah.
rude. And I hate that about myself, but I do that a lot because I don't want people to think I come across rude. I just wanted to eat the bar, not hibachi, but that's okay. Mm. So they ended up seating us at the hibachi. Me and her are like, let's sit at the end. So we can just kind of like mind our own business a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, perfect. So then three other couples sit at our table. And the guy that sits beside Ty, no one sat beside me because I was at the very end. But the guy sits beside Ty is this old man. He appeared to be an old Caucasian man that spoke fluent Japanese.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Gordon Graham. And he lived in Japan. So he comes to Benihana's and he's literally like asking every single employee there, you speak Japanese? Because he wants to speak them.
He wants to speak Japanese.
Yes. I'm like, dude, you picked Benihana's. Like,
so this is your peak or your pit? This is
I was wondering the same thing.
Wait a second minute. Is this a peak or a pit?
It gets
or
both. So funny
okay, got
for
it.
Me, but not for Ty.
Got it.
But it's funny
it's,
for
it's
me.
It's your peak and Tyler's pit. Got it.
Yeah.
So Ty's in by the guy, and the guy, every time he talks, he's looking directly at Ty because he wants Ty to engage in the conversation
fully.
So badly. Yeah. And Ty, like, no. He's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want
to. So we were kind of sitting at a corner, so I kind of like he's in my line of sight.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to face kind of towards Laura, so totally. I don't have to look at him. But according to Laura, like, he's looking at me every time he says something, and I'm like,
oh, wait to see a reaction.
Yes. It was that. That's what it was. And he literally, every employee of the restaurant was like, no, I do not speak Japanese.
He was like, so sure don't.
Sure don't.
And he was like, itadakimasu.
Yeah, that was literally him. like, and we're just like, what's going on here? Like, why did you come to Benihana? So anyways, he's like asking this chef, and the chef's like, or the cook, is the hibachi grill master is like, is like, no, I do not speak Japanese. I was like, oh, thank God. Maybe that'll be the last person he asks. So then he starts like kind of going in on how this is not authentic and it's so bad how they cook the hibachi rice here. Like, you see all that they're putting in it? Japanese people would never do that. They would never taint
soy.
It. Yeah. And it's like going off and we're just, I'm like, dude, you came to Benihana.
He was telling us that it's an insult to put anything on your rice. And it's an insult if you don't eat every grain of rice.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So he's
one by one, actually.
Well, so he tells me this story because, like, of course, he's engaging with me directly at this point. Like, me and him are on a first name basis at this point.
They are.
And so he's telling me directly about the rice situation. And now I'm like, well, shit, it's time for me to order rice. I feel obligated to order just white rice.
Yes, of course.
Like, because he just went on and on about the rice. Oh,
and
I'm like,
and he's like dogging the restaurant and like people.
He's like,
who,
these fucking losers ordering weird rice.
Yes.
And then it comes to me and he's like,
rice.
What are you going to order?
Yeah. Yeah. So Ty literally looks at me. He's like, I can't put soy on my rice.
So I mean, I was fine getting white rice. I like white rice. But when it came time to eat the rice, I'm like secretly dipping it in soy sauce.
He's
on the
like
side.
Hiding it and trying to
it's
dip
in your
it.
Pocket. You're like,
so this man won't judge him. I literally looked at the man in the eye and said, I will have the hibachi chicken fried rice.
Uh-huh. Like, and extra soy.
Honey, that's what I come here for. If you don't like it, you're at the wrong restaurant. Uh-huh.
One
I
of
love
the
it.
Better parts of the night is he's on a date, right? And this woman, they've probably been on a date a couple of days.
He's not by himself?
No.
No. He was
on
a
by himself this whole time.
Oh, no. He ain't talking to this woman.
He
ain't engaging.
Got it.
He's
a swinger.
He speaks to her, but like he won't listen to like any of the stories. He won't engage with any of her stories.
He only wants
it's
to engage
about
with
himself.
Tyler. No, it's
and,
with Tyler.
And me, yeah. He really wanted to talk to me. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah. But anyway, so the whole rice situation happens, right? And the couple next to them ordered two things of fried rice because it was their first time at Benihana's. They didn't understand how it worked. And they were like, oh, we got two much. So they passed it to the guy's date. She then asks her man if he wants any, and he's like, no. And she's like,
again, he's
she's
against it.
And she's insisting. So she goes to dump it on his plate, and he lost his shit.
No.
Let me tell you how he said it. He goes like this, no, thank you. And then she starts to dump it, no. And that's why he starts screaming no like that over and over. And
you're
I'm like,
you're kidding.
Like, if she don't drop that rice, she's about to get drop kicked in the restaurant. I'm talking about, I just want to give you, this man's probably 65 years old too. And so is the woman.
Yeah.
So
you guys,
he starts going off. I'm busting out, almost trauma. Laughing
yeah, because I would be laughing
I've heard
so hard.
The rice conversation, yeah. And then I see this woman about to dump the insulting rice on mm-hmm. this man's plate,
and he lost
7 years of bad luck.
He lost it yes. on her. So then the food comes out, we're eating, and he won't quit talking to Ty. Ty literally is looking at me straight in my face, and he's like. So, like, this is why I didn't want to come here. This is why I wanted to not
I would
be
turn
here.
To Laura at certain points. I'm like, I'm just going to say words to you just so he thinks that we're having a conversation.
I'm just speaking and just to speak.
Yes.
So then he sees, he's like, oh, what steak do you get? Ty's like, I got the filet mignon.
I got the flamingo mignon.
And the guy's like, oh, I got this steak. You got the fancy steak. Ty goes, it was $3 more, so I just got this one. So
when he sets it, the cook, she sets it on my plate, and he hadn't got his steak yet.
Mm.
The guy looks at me and says, sell me a piece of your steak.
Sell me?
Sell me a piece of your steak. That's how he said it. He's like, sell me a piece of your steak. And I was like, oh, you can have secondhand embarrassment.
For
you
him.
Can like, have a piece.
It was getting rubbed.
I'm yeah. embarrassed for him.
The man starts eating off Tyler's plate.
No, he didn't.
The man starts eating Tyler's steak.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't make it
so,
up.
So, oh, you know what? I just realized I forgot to mention this. Laura.
This is trauma.
You know why we hit it off?
This is trauma.
Why?
Do you know why? Because I was using chopsticks to eat my salad, and he loved it. He was like,
oh my god, a fellow Japanese fanatic.
Yes.
He was like just me and you eating yes. chopsticks.
He's like, what animes do you watch?
All these rookies.
Yeah, he's like calling it. I'm literally like, bitch, you're at Benihana's. They serve you with a fucking fork because they know that it ain't authentic.
It's not the most authentic experience. Let's just say that.
So, he asked me for a piece of steak, right? And like, I'm eating with chopsticks, which they've obviously been in my mouth. So I'm like, I'm not just going to pick up, you know, the steak with my chopsticks and put it on his plate.
Right.
So I'm like, just get a piece. So he starts eating off my plate.
It was really funny. I'm like crying laughing at this point.
I would be dying.
And he didn't offer me any of his steak when it came
out. He's like, that's good eating.
He's like,
He's like, I got the cheap steak, but I'm going to eat it all.
I would have the good steak, the $3 more steak.
He even goes on to tell me, he's like, let me tell you the difference between my steak and your steak.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Sookie Stackhouse, tell us.
My steak, it was a bit chewier. Your steak, it was like butter.
It was slithering down my throat.
He was like, you only chew it a few times and it's done.
Slithers down your throat. I was like, this is too much.
I can't.
Ty's like, this is it for you, Laura.
He's like, there's no more Benihana's
for you. There's no more Benihana's
hibachi. So essentially, you were grounded.
I just wanted to eat at the bar, man. They would have just let us eat at the bar. Made my life
terrible. It would have been different.
I don't want to sit with strangers. I don't want to talk. I don't want a man. I didn't even get to talk to Ty the whole entire dinner.
Not really.
No. And then it got really, really cute at the end, though, because the guy's like, I own this car wash, and because you let me have some steak, I would like for you to get a free car wash.
Oh, he pulls out his business card and he writes free car wash on the business card. I'm like, there's no way this is going to work. There's no way in hell.
Like, who's to say we didn't just write free car wash?
No, literally, how would that even work?
Because it's like the car wash is
his
card.
His card.
It's not his name on it.
Oh. Yeah, no, his name was on it.
Okay, there you go.
And on top of that,
you could have still wrote free
You flip car it over to the back side of his card, and he sells a better help, like a help book. What's it called?
Like self-help.
Self-help, not better help.
No, he doesn't.
Yes.
Self-help. He has like 10 principles that he lives by on the back.
Honestly, I agreed with all the principles. I'm gonna give them that. They were like actually stuff out of self-help books.
Like they were good.
Yeah, they're like love yourself and like stuff like that. Like they were good. They're very powerful. It's just like the whole experience. Like I was like crying.
Collectively, it's like wild.
Of course we sit to the... next to this guy, and it just
he's
always,
a nice guy, don't
such a nice
for sure,
guy
for sure,
just like someone who's so not aware. It's just like so nice though. It was super nice. Ty was, of course,
I feel like the older you get, the less you care when it comes to the things
it's
like that.
What it is, but we're wanting just to, you know, have a private dinner and chat, and we chose
Benihana's
I chose
ain't the place
it ain't
that,
the place
sweetie.
And now we know.
I thought we could sit at the bar.
Me and Aaron always would go and sit at the bar so we wouldn't have to do the hibachi. So that's my peak. That shit was so funny to me.
That would be a peak for me as well.
I refused to get engaged in that too.
There's just no way.
I was at the point where I was like staring, my head turned all the way at the restaurant. So I was like, I'm not deep diving into this.
No, because there's moments like that with me too that I just like, sometimes for me, it's more so like if it's like in an Uber and the Uber is super, super, super talkative. And I'm like, just truly cannot do this right now.
I don't want to.
Like, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do small talk.
I don't want to do small talk. I don't want to talk about, like, where I'm from, where you're from, none of that stuff. I just want to be
older people that are, like,
a little more chatty.
Chatty and want to do small talk.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But even then, I'm still like, and I'm like, maybe, I'm like, does it make me be a bitch? But I'm just like, I just want to like have a moment, because I feel like when I'm an Uber, I'm not driving, so I can just focus on my phone,
yeah,
do emails, do whatever I need to do. I can work. And so whenever I'm getting talked to constantly, I can't like focus on what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, mm-hmm, bro, like I can't. Like I literally cannot.
It was so funny. My God. I'll never get to eat Benihana's again, but it was worth it.
It was worth your last Benihana experience.
It was. It was worth it. I knew that was coming whenever she was like, you can't eat at the bar. And I was like, I was like, I need to walk out of here right now because this is not going to end well. But as soon as that man started talking about how much he hated how they did the rice and all, and you like knew. People eating with forks, I was like, I'm not his people. I need to disengage.
What's the point?
I am the epitome of that. So he's going to hate my ass.
Yeah, he's
sure.
going to look at you and be like,
well, yeah, disgust. Dumbass. Disgust.
Yeah.
So I needed to disengage.
Skedaddle.
What's your pit? You.
All right, guys, before we move on to the next story, we're going to go to a quick break.
Okay. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, guys, and we are back from our break with our pits.
Manny, lay us with the pit. Okay,
let me lay you guys onto my pit real quick. It was more so like it was a shocking thing. It's not even necessarily that it's like a pit and I'm so mad and devastated. I was just like, what the hell? Like, this is insane. The fact that Bad Baby.
Catch me outside.
How about that, Bad Baby? Dr. Phil Bad Baby showed proof from her OnlyFans that she made almost $53 million from OnlyFans from last April to this April.
$53 million in 1 year. Dollars. And that is when me and Manny decide we're signing up on OnlyFans.
And I think now it's time for whole pics.
It's time for the whole pics to come out.
It's time for the whole pics. And so, like, the gag is truly, like, to me, is that, like, she's, like, what, 18, 19?
Yeah, she's young.
She just started. And I'm, like,
I have to look up her age.
For me, like, what's crazy is the fact that, like, I remember when she had just started. She, like, literally started OnlyFans, I think, like, right as she turned 18. Okay. And there was so many, like, men that signed up for it that were like, yeah. But it was like almost like creepy because
she's 19.
She had just turned 18.
Okay.
Like literally like started on her 18th birthday and like all these men signed up. And it's like, dude, she literally looks so young. It was like kind of creepy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm like, bro, if you guys are like in your like 30s, 40s and you're like waiting for, like you're waiting for her to turn 18 to click to her OnlyFans. Like, it's fucking weird.
It's weird.
So the fact
it's
that weird. She made $53 million off of like weirdos. Yeah. Essentially. I'm like, go her making the bag for sure.
Making the bag off these weirdos.
Off the weirdos. But I was just like kind of shocked and wilded out.
$53 million. I never would have guessed.
I would have never in a million years that she was making $53 million in 1 year.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
I don't even see her as a sexual sex symbol.
I mean, neither. Not even like, not at all.
Well, apparently.
But I think that shows like, oh, maybe it's like wild. Like wild. Maybe it's different.
I did see this girl.
I think it's time.
She made a TikTok and she's on OnlyFans and mm-hmm. she talks about what OnlyFans is like if you're mm-hmm. not already known. So Bad Baby was already famous mm-hmm. and already well known. So obviously that's why her OnlyFans caught wind. And yeah. She's like, you know, when influencers already have followers. But she was saying like basically like if you have no following and go on there.
It's not going to happen.
Don't expect the girls just breaking out. Which is so interesting to me because I wasn't sure. Like I was like, does everybody just blow up and make millions? Yeah. But she was explaining, no, it's literally the same thing as social media. Like either you have a following and they go, you know, it's more intense for people to want to see what you're posting, right. Especially if it's scandalous. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't, you may have a hard time or maybe you can build a following in there. I don't know, but that's how it's
working
out.
Should we do a deep dive on OnlyFans in one episode?
I think it's time.
I think that we should.
Because we should deep dive into what happened with Bella Thorne on it and how she started her own quote unquote OnlyFans kind of network.
Yeah, I think that we should.
I feel like that's
and talk about like how, like, and I think that there was something about like how now they want to have investors with it and they like are going to make it like anti-sex work, but that's like the main point of OnlyFans for a lot of people.
Right.
So I'm like really intrigued by it. And I think it would be kind of interesting to do a deep dive on like how it started and what's going on.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. I think we might do that. If you guys are interested, let us know.
So my pit of the week. Okay. So mystery. I have been missing like 7 pairs of shoes and immediately I'm like, Aaron.
7?
Yeah. Like 7 or 8 pairs of my shoes. And I mean, sneakers, heels, everything. So I'm like, where are my heels going? What's going on? So I'm like cleaning up my closet and I'm like, am I crazy? Like, cause there's so much space, but I hadn't gotten rid of anything. Mm-hmm. So I know shoes are missing and I could pinpoint one or two of them. And I looked in Aaron's room, but I'm talking like a pair of Louboutin heels. There's no way on earth Aaron would wear a pair of my Louboutin heels.
And they're like not comfortable. It just ain't,
she couldn't even walk them. She would never do that. Maybe a pair of Converse or something.
For sure.
But I'm missing 7 or 8 pair of shoes. I guess this could be a peak of the whip. Of the week.
Peak of the wit. I love when you say peak of the wit.
I'm struggling speaking. I'm so sorry.
I love peak of the wit when she says that. You're my peak of the week.
Oh, I'm sure.
You're my peak of the wit. You're my peak of the wit.
Wow. So anyways, I'm like, these mysterious shoes are missing and I'm missing a lot of my nice shoes and it's like kind of an issue, but I'm letting it go because I have a lot going on and I can't think about these 7 or 8 pairs of missing shoes.
Yep.
So I'm like, where the hell are they? And so I was cleaning up my garage and we did a photo shoot for Laura, for Nudie Patootie. Mm-hmm. Nudie Patootie has been closed down for a minute now because we are revamping. Yes. You guys will see that soon. It's coming back. I found in the corner of my garage 7 or 8 pairs of shoes our last photo shoot. Ty threw them in the
trash
garage in the red wagon.
Wow.
And I just never knew like what happened there.
And you're about to chuck them out.
I found all my shoes. I was really happy. I guess it's kind of like a peak pit. But anyway, it felt like I went shopping. I'm wearing one pair of them right now because
I mean, Converse like, iconic.
I was like, oh my God.
You're like, never leave my side again. And you're wearing them.
So I found all my missing shoes. I mean, you know, it's not that deep of a pit, but it's something.
But it's something. It's something. I like how that, like, finding your missing shoes is more of a peak.
It is more than of a peak.
But the
Ty's rolling his eyes at me.
Wow.
He's rolling his eyes at me.
Why?
Because I said he threw my shoes in the garage.
Ty, was it not you?
Ty, come on, let's get the defense. I feel like there's two sides. Tell your side.
There is a defense.
Was it not you?
It was not.
Call me the judge and the Johnny and Amber situation right here.
Yeah. First of all, I'm the one who told you that they were in there, and I think you just ignored me.
I said,
oh shit, this girl's rich. She got Louboutins just chilling in the garage. She don't even wear them.
No. You told me that after I found them. And uncovered them. Yeah, I'd already found them.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. And then you told me that. And I'm like, gotcha. Yeah, I know.
Well, maybe I did do it. I probably loaded the them up.
Where's my gavel, Dean?
Case
is closed.
Case is closed.
And the investigation is no longer continuing.
Yep.
Boom.
All right.
And I did find them. And I did do that. I'm so sorry.
I didn't put them away immediately when I found them, which is lazy on me. But I found them the same because I had uncovered them. So they were out in the open. So that's when he saw them. I was like, you got Louboutins laying out in the garage.
And you're like, oh, I didn't mean to.
So.
Okay, Laura, let's start off with your first cringy funny moment.
Okay, I have a
Go
few.
Toros.
Go Toros. So let's deep dive into the cringy moments. So my first one is one that kind of has been grazed over and I never really mentioned, but back at when BeautyCon was like a thing, Nikita was doing this thing with Revlon where she was like glamming someone and she asked me to be the model on stage.
Yeah.
And this is back in like probably like 2017 era.
Okay.
Super close with Nikita.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, it'll be so funny if me and you do it together. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. So we do it. It was super cute. And I'm like being super cocky and stupid because the crowd's there and they're like,
yeah, and they're hyping you up.
You know, I know exactly what you mean. You're just cool.
You're just being fucking stupid.
You're just being stupid.
Yeah.
And there was like a lip on the stage or like a little mini step. And I was in heels and I didn't see it. And when I tell you in front of everybody, after I'm all cunty and cocky,
yes.
I literally trip and. I didn't eat it.
Okay, but you tripped.
But I'm talking about like the hair went forward.
No.
And it was just like a nasty mess.
The makeup was wiped off from the ground.
It was not cute. And it was just like, But it was just so funny. I'm sure there were people snapping.
Recording.
It's somewhere out there. Of course, I couldn't film myself. Because I was on the stage.
But at least you didn't fully eat shit.
You slipped up. I have seen people fall in like moments when it's not funny. Like it would like ruin me.
Yeah.
Like be so embarrassing. That would have been one that I would have just rolled off the stage and died.
Laura, the thing too is like what I've kind of realized now that I'm in my early 30s is that falling now hurts harder.
It
than
does.
When it does when I was in my
Remember when
early
I fell
20s.
In the parking lot?
Sure do.
And when the wind.
Just happened like this. We're trying to ride the wind. Fucking Lord, eat shit.
Remember when I fell down the mountain in Hawaii?
Oh
guys, I'm a
and
faller.
Remember like, outside when Lauren and Jeremy came over?
And
you
I
fell.
Had scant hands for the whole podcast. And they drove up as I'm laid
like,
out.
This is pulsing right now.
I fall.
Laura be falling like low key.
All the time.
I think you fell when we were like in Paris once, like on the.
I fell so hard because the rug was over wood.
Yes.
And I thought it was stable and I went down.
Yep. And literally, like, we were like by water and I was like, Laura's going into the lake. Right
Everybody's
now.
Like in these nice outfits and I'm face
in
planted
heels.
In heels and a red carpet in front of everyone. It's very common. I'm surprised you remember that because I just
activated in my mind right now.
As one of the falls?
Yes, as one of the falls.
If you hang out with me for long, you'll realize I literally fall 24/7.
Which is funny because, you know, I feel like you're not actually like super clumsy when you're like walking around, but like you will fall.
I'll go down, honey.
Like you will go down and you'll get on your knees. And like literally you just fell 2 weeks ago, I could tell.
I sure did. That was so funny.
That was fucking hilarious. I loved it.
Hit us with one, Manny.
I would say, okay, I'm going to go with one of my worst and the most talked about one. I would say would have to be the runway.
That's Tyler's favorite. It's one of my favorites.
That is Tyler and Laura's favorite.
We love that one.
Okay, guys, so listen, what had happened was.
Let's hear it.
As I was asked to walk a runway show, it was the Marco Marco fashion show.
I just want to say I was in the audience and I witnessed this in person. I was
I don't think we have to add that.
Oh yeah, I was there. I was there.
So I obviously have never walked a runway before. I'm not a model. It was just more so like, it was like when they were asking like different creators or different like friends of like the brands and like that when they were asking them and drag queens. And it was like a fun show. It was more
very
of like a fun
lively,
show.
Very lively.
Yeah, fun. It's like lively. Starts off with like Alyssa Edwards, all that kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was fun. So I was like, yeah, for sure. Like I'll walk out on mine. But the thing is, I'm like, obviously I was very insecure because I like, had to be like more meshy stuff.
It was like
and
very
underwear,
little clothing.
Little clothing. And I'm like, I don't want to. I don't want to do that though. Like I was super scared, paranoid. So I was like,
you didn't seem scared up there on that stage.
Okay, but I think I was faking it, dude.
No, that was real.
I was like faking the confidence.
On.
Okay, I did turn it on. I literally was like, I really
that's
did it.
When
I
went there,
I
was I've ever seen
swearing. I really did swear when I went up
that
there.
That was the sassiest.
Do you know what I wish, now looking back? I wish I wore heels the whole time.
I wish you did too. Like, honestly. And a fucking wig.
I dead ass think I would have walked better in heels than I did in the boots.
I don't know. The thing is, I don't think you like, it wasn't horrible. It's just funny. Like, it's just funny. It wasn't like
you
there's
guys,
been worse
it's
walks.
No.
Yes.
Okay, there's worse.
There's worse.
And it was funny because like I walked it, James walked it, Nikita walked it.
All three of y'all got roasted.
And we all got roasted for it. Nikita
Not
the
just
least.
You. Nikita the least. You and James.
But me and James definitely got roasted hard for our like walks. James was walking. Only one arm was moving and swinging and one was completely still.
Oh, yeah.
And mine was like at the end, I did like a little like pose and I lit my ass up and I was like, why did I do that? Like, you guys, why did I do this?
You were on something, but let me
I was on a good one.
I wish, I loved it. And honestly, this is one of those moments where you get like a lot of press off something, dude. But no hate.
No, it's literally just kind of like embarrassing. I see it, you guys. I'm not kidding. Like, I still will see it pop up on TikTok to this day.
Because I it'll post be like, it every week.
Stop it. And it's literally, it'll be like runway models versus influencers. And I'm always the like,
it always bad, starts it, with him.
And it's always like the dorky, like walking, like, or like a little fart sound. And like,
it makes
it's
it worse.
Always like makes it 10 times worse. And I'm not kidding you guys. It circulates like every couple months. It blows up, gets fucking viral all over again. And I'm like, motherfucker. Fucker.
It's one of my favorite videos. I am. Me and Ty, we are part of that. Like, we watch
it. She makes it blow up more.
I do.
Laura really adds to it. And it's like one of my most cringiest moments of all time.
I love it. It makes you who you are.
Yeah.
Right. It's a part of your journey.
Let's say if they were asking everyone, I'd be like, I don't think I can walk it. I'm so sorry.
I would be sad if you didn't.
I would do in heels with clothes on.
Redeem yourself.
I would do it with heels and with clothes on.
Bitch,
I think it's hard
because
I don't like to be in clothes.
Own it and do the exact same walk. Like, who cares? I would do
the ass lift
and everything. And then what are they going to do? Talk about you more?
Yeah.
Great.
Darn.
Yeah. I would own it. Just own it and be like, this is my walk.
The problem is that I have shame. Like, I'm not, like, shameless. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So I think the things, like, do embarrass me.
Yeah.
I can't help it. Like,
I mean,
I've
definitely
like
me
that.
Too, but it's just, like, a moment I love so much. I guess because I know you.
That's why.
That's why.
It's like it being my pit and your peak.
Exactly.
Because you know me and you're like, yeah. It happened. It's so funny. And
it's
I'm like,
so funny.
My God. And I'm over here like every, it just pops up all the time. And I'm like, why? Does this have to happen to me?
Right?
All the time.
You got to think of the Kardashians in those moments. How many moments does like Kim have that are so cringy and embarrassing with her crying
yeah.
and acting, hitting, beating her sister's ass.
Yes.
They're going to come over and she just owns it.
She's like, it is what it is. It's part of my
life. Be a Kimberly.
Life.
Own that
I'm
shit.
I'm going to have to be a Kim.
It's part of your life.
I'm going to, it's part of it. It's part of my journey.
What I hope is you get to walk again and I would love to see either a better walk or a recreation. Either way, I'll mm-hmm. be front row. You know, I'll be cheering you on, mm-hmm. filming it this time for myself. Because I'm going to post the viral content. I'm like, watch me.
Look at this fucking walk, dude.
It's round two, bitches.
Look at this fucking round ass two shit.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, guys, that's, I would say, one of my biggest,
that one's
cringiest
iconic.
Moments. It's gotten to an iconic point, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten to icon status.
We are icon walk. Status
yeah,
on that one.
Yeah, I think we've gotten there.
Okay, I have like a minute cringy one. So I was in New York. This uh-huh. was a long time ago, like 17, I would think. Mm-hmm. And I was in New York. I was with you. And I really, 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 really wanted to go home because I'm not a New Yorker.
Yeah.
And I had been there for like 6 days straight.
Oh, is this when we were there for like literally
over a week almost?
Yeah,
it was a doozy. I wanted to go home.
We had like shit to do every single day.
My manager called me and said, hey, the Today Show is doing segments on influencers and their brand. Like, mm-hmm. they agreed if you want to go on at like 4 o'clock in the morning or like get there for and like go on really
yes.
quick. And I was like, damn, I can't really turn up the opportunity.
Right, that's cool.
That's so cool for to be on the Today Show. So I was like, all right. I was like, shit, I'll stay one more night. I'll do it. And I didn't have any clothes to wear for because I had packed like more skimpy clothes
right.
for like these fashion events and stuff. So I didn't want to wear them on Today Show. So I stopped by Zara to grab something and I grabbed this outfit, which I thought was so cute. Mm-hmm. And I got my ass roasted. Everybody was like, this bitch wore a robe, night clothes, a robe on the Today Show. And I'm going to insert the picture here of
oh my goodness.
Me. I'll let you guys judge. It literally looks.
It's not bad though.
I thought it was
Like, it's really, yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't think it's even.
Looking back, I definitely would have worn something completely different. Sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
your style was different back then, too.
That's true. And style in general was different.
Style in general
was
different. Your style was different. All that stuff.
It does look like I wore a bathrobe with heels, which honestly.
It's a look.
It's a look, and I'm going to own it.
Like, it's a look. It's fine. It's fine. Not that big of a deal.
I would wear, like, a sharp blazer or something nowadays.
Absolutely. Like, a loose blazer.
Oh, yeah. With, like, a strappy heel. Yeah. It would have been fabulous. But I wore a bathrobe on the Today Show, and I thought it was going to be about, wow, you're on the Today Show. It was like, what the fuck are you wearing?
100%.
Is what it became about. And that's okay.
And that's okay. That's fine.
If you guys ever have a choice and have something serious, don't go with a silky robe as your outfit. Pick something
maybe
different.
Maybe a blazy.
Maybe a blazer.
Yeah, I think a blazy for sure. Something a little bit like, if when in doubt, dress up.
You can never be overdressed. You can always be underdressed.
Absolutely. When in doubt, turn it out.
What's your next one?
My next one, I would have to say one of my cringier moments, but like funny as fuck to me, was when I was doing the like Chola impersonations back in the day.
Baby
when
I was sleepy.
When I would do Baby Sleepy back in the day.
I had an impersonation too. I did Aunt Shirley.
Oh my God, yes.
I had one of those too.
Okay, but listen, you know what's crazy? Like, I actually thought it was really funny, like doing, because I grew up in Chula Vista, which if you guys don't know, is in San Diego, but it's like the most south portion. San Diego's right by the border. I've had family members who were cholas. Like, I grew up around that culture, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, in my junior high school, cholos everywhere. Like, that's just, like, what I was around constantly. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it was, and I would also watch Danny Noriega, who is Adore now. Like, Adore.
Oh, and Delano.
So she would, yeah, Adore Delano. So, she would do a Angel Baby, like, funny chola impersonation. And it literally raised me. Like, it was so fucking funny. And it was basically like an ode to that. It was, like, inspired by her doing that. So, I would always do these, like, funny like chola impersonation things, but it's crazy because like after like a while, so I get to the point where it's like you're appropriating chola culture. And I was like, I'm Mexican though.
Yeah,
like I didn't really understand. Like, I didn't,
it's like
understand.
Part of your culture.
I was like, it's part of my culture, even though technically I wasn't a cholo or chola. It was like, oh well, like you don't understand like the culture behind it. And I was like, well, I'm Mexican, I have family who's cholas and cholas.
It's like a part of you growing up.
It was part of me growing up. Like, so I was like, so I didn't understand how it wasn't. I just kind of ended up just stopped doing it because
yeah,
I didn't want it to
didn't
be like an issue.
You didn't want to create something. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to create an issue from it. But I was like, even now looking back, I'm still like so confused as to like how I was.
Baby sleeping.
I'm Mexican, appropriating Mexican. I didn't understand.
And it's not like you hadn't ever seen people.
I'm like, dude,
know,
I'm literally like, that's what I'm around.
Where you grew
and I
up in Chula Vista. And even family members.
And family members. And close friends of mine. And all of a sudden, I was like, how is it on my culture if it's like, cholas and cholas are like Mexicans.
Mexican.
Who are like, you know, gangbangers, essentially.
Oh.
That's why. I mean,
I don't
I
understand, obviously. I mean, but also your jokes were not like.
No, they were
like,
not
they
at
weren't
all.
Like ragging on Mexican culture.
Absolutely
or
not.
Like hating
funny,
on it.
No,
it was
God,
just
no.
You dressing up and being funny.
Yeah, and just like being like funny. And just being like, damn it, dude. Like,
right.
It's kind of like almost like just a funny little caricature.
Would you say Adams is but similar? No.
I wouldn't even say Adam Ray OK would be similar in that way. Because it wasn't, like, even, like, chola. It was more so, like chunti.
Okay.
Inside, like, okay. Class.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Very, like, a specific type of girl. But yeah. Wouldn't necessarily say it's, like, a chola.
Right. Got
you
it.
You know what I mean? So it's very, like, chunti. Like, hey, dude, is that a, give me a dollar. Open your purse,
that
dude.
That is the funniest.
That shit's so fucking funny. And it's funny because I grew up with that. Like, that was literally all around me in Chula Vista. Right. I went to Hilltop. So for those of you guys know, you know.
You
I
know.
I went to Hilltop Junior High, and then I went to Otay, but I like grew up around that atmosphere. So yeah. I was just like, that's what I thought it was. Like, I was just so used to it. But when people started saying that, like, oh, you're not a cholo, da da da. And I was like, I'm not. I guess I'll just stop.
I'm
doing
going
this.
Back when I go home, I'm watching Baby Sleepy because I just have to remember. I remember it. I haven't forgotten, but I need to like relive
you
some
need
of
to,
that.
Why don't we?
Would you upload YouTube videos or was it just on Instagram?
I did one YouTube video.
You did one.
I did like a cholo makeup tutorial on YouTube. And this was like, 2016, 2015, like so long ago. Where I just felt like people, you know, I got a couple comments here and there, but it wasn't anything too intense.
Yeah.
You know, now looking back, I feel like it'd be like much more like
intense.
No, like you
okay,
can't do
got
that.
It.
And I wonder why, because I'm Mexican, but I feel like because I don't almost like speak Spanish constantly, or I'm not like constantly throwing in the face people that I'm like, I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
That's it became like
you definitely show your culture. Like if I go to your page, like I definitely see your culture. Like
you can tell I'm Mexican.
It's not like it's not there.
No, for sure. But because I'm not
consistently
so overtly like look at me in my hot Cheetos constantly. Like
right.
You know what I mean? Like it's almost like this like stereotype with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like people that stereotype with it can do jokes like that.
But because I didn't,
and I speak, and I can't really speak Spanish as well, and things like that, it was like, oh no, like you can't do that. And I was like, but I'm still Mexican, like it's still part of my culture,
right? And something you experienced,
and it's something I experienced. So I was like, I didn't understand it. I just kind of stopped doing it because I didn't want it to be
upsetting to anyone. Because it was supposed to be something fun and
totally.
Funny.
And it was like for me, it was also like a little outlet,
totally.
You know, and like I loved watching, you know, Daniel Ariga do it, so I was like, oh, I want to do that too, and yeah. I was inspired by that. So yeah, I didn't really understand it, but
yeah,
that was one of my funny cringe moments. I thought it was really funny back in the day, especially looking back.
I love the wig.
The wig was so fucked up.
The wig was
like
so funny.
Like dark lip liner.
Oh yeah.
The like wings out to like out here.
I loved it.
It was kind of iconic.
Do you feel like there were any Cholo girls out there that loved it?
I hope so.
I think so.
I hope so. I hope that they saw it and they were just like thinking it was fucking funny. And like, you know, it was just like, I had like the funny little accent to go with it.
It was
like the whole thing. But it was never something, I was never making fun of Chola culture. And I was never making fun of Mexicans. It was just more so like playing up a caricature. I was never making fun of
right.
my own people.
Right.
What the fuck?
You were wanting to be a part of the culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have fun with it. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Adriana Lima.
Should we take a break first?
We should take a break.
And then we'll talk about Miss Adriana.
And then we'll talk about that.
Period. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one. And my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All All right, baby, we're back. And I'm going to mention this little story about Adriana Lima. It's cringy for me, but I'll insert a picture here of proof that, you know, this. You can see the look in my face in the picture,
too. I'm remembering the story.
So I'm with Maybelline. I'm in New York with them, and a couple other girls are, and they presented us because Adriana Lima, who is, like, at the time, like, one of the most infamous Victoria's Secret models, like, totally. One of the sickest models ever. So they're like, you guys get to work out with her in the morning or the next day or whatever. At this,
like, do a workout with her.
Yeah. And I'm like, huh. Because at this time, because, again, why does everything happen in 2017 that was cringy?
I don't know. It was a different time.
It was a year of experiencing.
Yeah, we experienced a lot in 2017.
Too much.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I don't work out really, but, you know, I'm here to play along.
Right. It's a cool experience, too, to be with Adriana.
And then I didn't eat breakfast that morning, so I was like, let me go. because the thing is, there's a time difference in New York.
Uh-huh.
So when I wake up at 11 o'clock there,
it's eight in the morning here.
Uh-huh. So I woke up around 11. So I was like, damn, the workout's in like an hour. I was like, Ty, let's go to Chipotle and eat, and then we'll walk over and do the workout.
Yeah.
So we walk to Chipotle, we get a big meal. I down this huge Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, because I'm thinking we're not really going to work out with her.
Right, it's like a cutesy, like,
stretchy. Oh,
yes,
we get to take yoga. A picture. Uh-huh. Bitch, when I tell you, when we walked in, they were like, you need to change clothes and gear up. We're going to start this workout. And I'm like, they're like, we are going to do the actual workout that she does. And it's like a two a day. It's like insane. It involves boxing people, jumping crazy robes and do it like probably the hardest workout today that I've ever done in my life. And when I tell you, I was so mortified. There were so many influencers there doing it. My ass has to get up, stop doing the workout to go throw up some Chipotle that I just down. And I mean, I'm like, Adriana.
Chunks. I know chunks are blowing out.
They're like, you good, girl?
Adriana, you're like, there's like throw up in your hair. You're like,
it's so good.
I can taste the leather.
That was me.
That was literally you.
It's so fun. And then after, I mean, I was like trash in there. After, they're like, everybody gets a picture. And I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, in the picture, I'm not well.
You're whittled down. You're just bones.
I'm like, yeah, you can do that workout if you fucking have done it your whole life. I like always every day, to have this career. My career is making videos for the internet.
Yes.
Like, so it just.
Was anyone else like suffering through the workout? Was it just you?
You know, girls were definitely having to quit reps early suffering. But I was like, needed to have an ambulance.
You needed to be aired out by a helicopter. Got it. I'm thinking of Laura with a full neck brace like this.
That was literally me.
And it's like, Laura, you're good? I'm going to be fine.
Back then, I would take any opportunity that was presented to me, and I was a little more like, yes, I'll do it.
Totally.
Now, honey, if I know like I'm getting into something that I can't do and like isn't going to end well for me, I will tend to opt out.
I take my L's where I have to take them. I was the same way. I would always be like, yes, everything. And now I love saying
everything.
No, almost.
Yeah, I would say yes to everything. And that's where this fucking crazy shit comes up when you do that.
When you know you don't want to do it, you shouldn't be doing it, but you do it anyway. Because you're like, I have to do it because it's like for the look, for the
vibe. It's for the look, to get the picture, the vibe.
And like,
it's like, for what at the end of the day?
For what?
For what?
For a shitty experience? Yeah. Like, that's literally what it was.
For me embarrassing myself?
Were you throwing up in front of everyone?
Yeah, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, absolutely not.
That was fabulous. What's your next cringe funny moment?
You know what? I feel like one of my cringe funny moments would be, so I filmed this show called Reality House.
Okay, I remember Keenan this. JC.
And it's like we like live like in a house for a week. It's like competition.
I'm still not past the fact that this dude ate a raw onion. I haven't forgotten that you did that.
I'll actually never forget that the rest of my life.
That scarred me like crazy. That scarred me.
And that's how bad it was. Like it was scarring and jarring.
People like onions are probably like, wow, what wussies.
No, but like the fact that it was like you're just eating a raw onion. It wasn't like cooked.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a sweet onion. It was like the most bitter ass fucking onion you've ever tasted in your whole life. But anyway, so I did this show and it was like a competition thing where it's like with other YouTubers and we like, or other social media creators, we do a competition. You can win money at the end of it, essentially. It's like almost like Survivor vibes, but like competition, voting, all that kind of things. But living in, it's like Big Brother.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So there was a moment in the house where me and Andrea Russet, so Andrea Russet's in it as well.
Love her. She's great.
The literal sweetest.
She got famous off of Vine, mm-hmm. and she still to this day is just the funniest girl.
She's fantastic.
Ever.
I literally love Andrea.
Yeah, like,
I'm
obsessed.
She's great. And so we had another contestant, Taylor. So Taylor was like kind of getting on people's nerves.
Okay.
Throughout like the during the show a little bit, people were like,
is Taylor a YouTuber?
She
I knew
was
it
like, big on Facebook.
Okay.
She would like do like funny skits.
Okay.
Big on Facebook.
I knew
and on
Andrea,
Twitter,
but I didn't know Taylor yet.
Yeah, so Taylor, I would say she was actually one of the smaller creators that had like kind of joined in. And so she was like, because she was so competitive. But she knew, she was like, okay, if I win this money, like, this is like life-changing money.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. She was like a little more competitive. So she was a little more like kind of in with it. So me and Andrea were doing a confessionals and we were kind of talking about the show, talking about everything. Because, you know, when you're doing a reality show, like you have to do confessionals and talk about what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so we were having that moment and being like, yeah, you know, what do we do? Like, should we like vote her out? Even though she was like one of our closest friends in the house. Like she was like, an ally of ours. She was like, what do we do? But you know, you're kind of playing it up. Like,
yeah, for the
we're
camera.
In a confessionals. Like mm-hmm. we had to kind of talk about all angles of one thing. Mm-hmm. So we're like, yeah, what do you think? Like, no, I was like, no, like it would be like so shitty. Like we can't vote out our like close friend, da da da. And then there was like this moment, she was like Andrew was like, yeah, you know, but she was like, she's like rubbing people the wrong way. Do you think we should vote her out? Like, we're just talking out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor busts through the fucking door. And it's like, so you guys just talk shit about me?
Oh,
like,
and the cameras
right next
were
to
rolling?
My room, and the fucking camera was rolling.
She was listening to
she
you guys.
She was listening the entire time.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, ear against the fucking door, listening in on the conversation.
Stop.
And literally, my face... when she busted through, because it wasn't like, I thought I was joking at first.
I knew you were sure.
And she was like, what the fuck's going on? And she was pissed as fuck. And I was like you know, I was about to shit my pants. Like, you know,
stop.
I was about to shit myself. And I was like, wait, like, what did you even hear? Like,
tell me a second.
What did you hear? Exactly.
What are you mad about?
And I was like, what are you mad about? Exactly. So I was like, girl, like, we weren't saying we were going to eliminate. Like, we were trying to explain. We're discussing, like, what's going on in the house. Like, you know, you've been running people the wrong way. People have not been happy with, like, what's going on with you, too. Uh-oh. Not, like, in a bad way, crazy thing, but, like, she just wasn't getting. And even, like, watching the show back, not that she got a villain edit. But she was like the competitive one.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So it was a little bit more intense. When she redid the show, she ended up coming back the following season.
Oh, there you go.
And it was just like, oh, Taylor seems so chill this season.
She figured it out.
She like figured it out, you know? So I would say like that was one of my most like shocking, cringy, embarrassing moments.
I bet your
like,
heart dropped.
It dropped to my fucking asshole. And I remember being like, I cannot believe.
Did they put it in the show?
Her sure did.
Of course they did. That's
absolutely.
Content right there.
They showed,
that's
they,
content
And it was
gold.
Crazy. It was like the confessional one. Like, and she busts in it while we're doing the confessionals. And that's like the clip that they showed. And I was like, no,
whoa.
You know, and I was trying to, I was like, you don't understand what we're saying. We're trying to talk about collectively what's going on with the
show. What did
Andrea
do?
She just, she like was shook.
Just shook.
She was shook too. She didn't even fucking say anything. She was like,
you still know what to do.
We didn't know what to do. So I was the one kind of talking and being like, listen, this is what was going on. And I think she was like, Andrea was like, do this. So it was very shocking.
Oh,
it was
definitely
one of my cringier moments. I was shook.
That is, and the fact it was on camera.
And it's like not a kind of show where you just like all like live there and like happy-go-lucky. It's like you eliminate the contestants.
So
it's like,
it's like Survivor vibes. You can't be besties.
Yeah, exactly. But you can be, have an alliance and like stuff like that. But, you know, it can go south.
Awkward!
Yeah, I wanted to die. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I wanted to die.
That's rough, honey.
Yeah.
I remember you told me about that one and I about
you were
died.
Like,
I had
pass
second
out.
Hand. Yeah.
Yeah. I was so embarrassed.
All right. Well, my last one before
yes.
we close was mm-hmm. a doozy. Katy Perry makeup. Again, this is another situation where I said yes to something I should have said no to.
Oh, I remember this one quite well. I don't think you talked about it on the pod though.
I haven't.
Okay. Tell it the tea.
So I was in a campaign with CoverGirl. I was currently working with them. Katy Perry's a CoverGirl. They were like, Katy Perry is doing this live session on YouTube where she's live for like 3 days straight, 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to come in and do the makeup for one of the days? I said, oh my God, Katy Perry.
Like, that's
yes,
iconic. It's
she
iconic.
Is someone I have just been obsessed with.
Totally.
For a really long time. So I'm nervous because whenever you do a celebrity makeup, they're not normal humans. Like,
they're
they
not.
Are, but in the makeup genre, they're not.
It's just strange. Like, it's not like you're not getting like as normal of an interaction as you
no.
like as a like human being.
No, you're not. And whenever you're doing their makeup, they're like always very picky,
fidgety,
and,
or moving,
yeah.
and like, talking, and it's like
you
ugh.
Don't know like what's going on. So I go there. I'm fucking nervous. And they didn't really prep me. And again, this whole thing's live. So like even me like walking on set and like I'm on camera, like there's never a moment for me to be like taught or talked to or like any insight because yes. it's all just constantly being filmed.
Right.
So the cameras were on her. So her makeup artist was there. He's very, very, very sweet. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the table and it was like all CoverGirl products. I'm like, oh, cool. But I was like, we don't have any bronzer. We're like missing so many products.
Like, that product,
and they're like, she doesn't use that. The blush is the bronzer. And I'm like, what? What? It was a lot. So I was like, okay. And like, there wasn't a lot of brushes. So I remember I brought my own brushes, which they did let me use. I was so surprised, but I was just like, this is crazy. God. Yeah. This is kind of crazy. So I started doing her makeup right when she walked in the room. She was nice, but she was stiff with me. And I was like, she was on a good one for sure. I do think she was going through a lot of the time. So I'm going to give her that. But she had like Candy Johnson and Patrick Starr, I think, do her makeup and she just ate them up. I don't know for what reason.
Is this you were the last day too, right?
I was the first day. I was the first day.
Okay.
So I was under the impression she did not like me.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know why, but I started doing her makeup and I was nervous, but she was snatching brushes out of my hands and the comments were getting crazy because this is live on YouTube. So everybody is not edited. Everybody's seeing everything that's happening. And the whole time I'm like doing this, I'm like sweating at this point. Like, I'm so embarrassed. I know my face is red by the way she's like not liking
what you're doing,
what I'm doing.
But you don't have a lot of things to work with either.
I just like don't know what to do because like I don't know what she wants because it's not this normal face of makeup how I would just go in and do a face. Like I know how to do that. Like but this specific Katy Perry, how she does it with the CoverGirl makeup, I haven't been prepped. I don't know what she does. So she's like snatching brushes and telling me, she's literally saying, you need to beat the foundation in my face. I want to feel you really pressing hard and beating it in. And it was one cool part because I pulled out my Artiste brush and I'm like, you'll really like this tool then because airbrush finish and you can kind of like go in heavy with it. She even took it out of my hand, of course, snatched out of my hand and starts doing it and like fell in love with the Artiste brush. And so, like, so there were good moments.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, I'm not being overdramatic with like how bad it was because the comments, and you can go under my post on Instagram right now that I posted with her. All the comments are like, girl, the way she treated you, girl, like they were mad at her for how poorly. But for me, like I can push all that aside. I was embarrassed.
How'd you not black out? How do you even remember any of it?
I swear to God, Manny.
I don't remember any
of that. I was so embarrassed. I was so just, I wanted to just die when I left there. But like right after we're done and we go through all this trauma of the makeup, I'm like, you know, saying goodbye. And she's like super fucking nice and like taking pictures with me and Ty and like all for it. But like the makeup was trauma.
That's so weird to me.
I had her makeup artist, I think, step in at one part because I couldn't do it. Like I was freaking out. I didn't know what to do. I honestly would have died.
I really would have. I can't remember.
It was like something with the eyes. I was just like she was just like, I could tell like so unhappy, like snatching brushes and like already on one when she walked in.
Yeah.
So just wasn't having me doing her makeup. I'm like, they should have just had her makeup artist do her makeup for this.
Totally. And just be there, like ask her questions or like something chill.
But now, like I would probably say no if this happened again where it was the same scenario where it's like this one brand.
It's live.
It's not going to be edited. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the thing is I would never just jump in and be like, yes, I'll do it. I'd be like, I want to be prepped.
Yep.
I want to know how this is going to be filmed and editing. The more you know.
Yeah.
I want to know the products I'm allowed to use. I want to talk to her artist. Like, I will not put myself in that situation ever again. Horrifying.
I remember that.
I remember you telling me after, that was trauma. It was trauma. But the thing is, at the end of the day, I still like Katy Perry.
Totally.
Every single person on the world. By the way, after we did that segment, she went on to another segment and cried all the makeup off.
I remember, didn't she like have like a bad, like something had happened?
Yeah, and she was like talking. I don't know if it was a therapist, but it was something.
Yeah.
It was like part of the live thing. She cried all the makeup off. So I was like, clearly she was going through something. I caught a little bit of the brunt of that.
Totally.
But as someone who's like young and like a YouTuber and not experienced this and kind of got thrown into the wolves, I was like, also not fair for me.
You weren't even prepared what was going on.
Fuck!
You weren't even prepped. Like, how
that'll
like,
never happen usually, to me again.
Like, it's also so weird because like you usually get prepped like so much for things like that.
Yeah.
Like heavily, actually. Yeah. They're very like, you can't say this. It's like there's so many things that they like ask of you nowadays.
Yeah. Right. So it was just wild, but I'm happy that's over.
Totally. And it was like definitely an experience.
I can't.
I have one last one.
All that's right. I want to hear
that's
it.
That's a makeup one.
I want to hear it.
And it was when I had like the, I have photos of the makeup done.
Can we get an insert of the photo? Please.
I don't know if we can get an insert of the photo because it's so bad.
It's so bad. I know what you're talking about. I don't think you should post it because the photo will circulate.
It will circulate and it would be like, oh my God, Manny's makeup's so bad. Like it's as if it's
and
mine.
Then it'll get back to and the artist.
And it get back to the artist.
And we don't want that.
We don't want that. So essentially I got my makeup done. So I was doing a brand deal with the brand, right? And they're like, okay, we're going to do this brand deal. We have this product coming out with this makeup artist and we want to do like a brand deal with you. And I was like, okay, cool. It sounds good. And they're like, this celebrity makeup artist is going to glam you.
Okay.
They're going to glam you and it's going to be using this product, right? And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm so down. Like, they're a famous makeup artist.
Sounds great.
They've done celebrities before. They've done X, Y, and Z. I'm like, okay, dude, I'm so down. Like, they're going to beat me into the ground. It's going to be so good. So get on set. Very sweet person. Everything's like all fine until the makeup started happening.
This story to this day haunts me.
I've never had my makeup look worse than when this artist did my makeup.
It looked like a child did your makeup.
It looked like a, like I'm talking to the point where like they were using black eyeshadow to contour me.
Black eyeshadow.
And it would be contoured here with using black and brown.
Let's talk about the lashes.
Like the lashes look like little twigs.
How many lashes did they put on you?
I think that they put 5 pairs of lashes on me.
And he is not being funny. Tyler's giggling.
They put 5 pairs of
Manny
small.
Manny is not being dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic. Like they put 5 pairs of smaller lashes stacked. They stacked and they did. You guys, listen to me right now.
No, one lash. One lash was going straight up.
Listen to me.
And one stack of 5 was going straight up.
What they did is they put the pair on me and then they put another pair on me. And they put another, like, 5 times. And it wasn't, like, a little, like, where it was, like, a lash where you, like, usually if you're going to build up on a lash, you put it on.
You glue them together.
You glue them together. And then you put it on. It's like, okay, that's a stacked lash. Boom. They built 5 pairs onto me. They outlined my lip with black eyeshadow.
Whiskers.
And it looked like I was a catfish.
Because
an actual catfish, the fish.
Drug the lip, like, out on the sides like this, like, like
gave me a little flip to my lip.
I've never seen that in my life.
I've never seen that in my whole life.
I've never seen that.
The mascara on the lower lashes, it looked like I had 3 lashes on my lip. I'm not kidding. It's like it's as if they purposely like clumped them together almost.
He had 3 large lashes. 3 large lashes on the bottom.
At the end of the day, my nose contour was also black.
Black shadow.
And it was rounded out, like, out here. So it was way farther out than a nose contour should be, mind you. So it was overall the craziest experience ever. So I ended up, like, going back and I'm like, yo, it's like to the brand, like, I don't know what to tell you, but, like, I can't post this video.
If you posted that, the artist would have
got
been
wrecked.
Destroyed.
It would have got fucking wrecked and rained. And the thing is, like, my lipstick, mm-hmm. I didn't even tell you this part. My lipstick, I did in the past, but was only eyeshadow. Because it was only the palette that was being used. The product was only eyeshadow.
Is that where the black contour was coming in?
Mm-hmm. And it was eyeshadow, and then it was a gloss on top of just the eyeshadow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it was actually, I've never looked worse in my entire existence.
It is shocking. The picture
is
shocking.
Really bad. I ended up telling the brand, like, later on, I was like, hey, like, this is not postable. Like, this is unpostable. I'm so sorry. Like, this, like, I'm saving you and I'm saving the artist from, like, this embarrassment.
I don't feel like the brand understood.
They didn't.
What would happen if you posted that picture? Like, I don't think they understood that.
They didn't because then they tried me. Do you remember?
I remember. That's why I know they didn't get it.
They were like, we're gonna get legal involved.
They wanted to literally get legal involved.
Yeah.
And Manny did not post the picture of the look.
Because it was so bad.
People would have thought it was a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. They would have thought it was April Fool's.
They would have literally been like, did you do a funny makeup challenge?
Like, mm-mm. It was very so serious. Crazy. It was really bad. And so they were like, we're going to get legal involved if you're not going to post that. And
Manny
so
I was said, like, go right ahead. He told him, go right ahead.
And I literally like handed over to my manager. I was like, yo, I need you to handle this bullshit. And as soon as
the jury saw that picture, the jury's like, oh.
The jury's out. The case is closed.
The case was set.
The case is closed. Sealed, signed, sealed, delivered. And and I never posted and nothing came of it. And I never ended up posting the video.
The brand.
And I never got paid for the brand, obviously.
They have no idea how much trouble you save them.
They really don't. Cause I'm like, this doesn't make your collab look good.
You're not going to sell one palette off that look. No, if no. anything, there's going to be a if return. If anything,
they're going to unsubscribe from my channel.
You're going to lose followers.
I'm going to lose followers from this makeup. I'm not kidding you. Like it was, I've never in my life with makeup. Even when I started makeup, when I was 22 years,
it was better.
I was better than that.
I just want to know.
My first makeup experience was better than that.
It's just shocking how stuff can go more wrong than you think. And that's why you have to sometimes just like be overprepared and ask more questions than you think you have to. But when I was young, in the mirror, what did you think when you saw yourself?
I'm like, first of all, I'm like seven shades too dark.
Oh, no, no, no.
That on top of it as well.
No, no.
And I was looking at myself like, why? So I have a full coverage foundation on me set with Studio Fix powder by MAC. Why am I seven layers deep right now?
Deep. You are.
Of the wrong shade. Of NC20. No, sorry. Of NC40.
I don't even wear NC40. Yeah. Oh, no, no, no,
so
no.
So the
no.
whole thing truly was like the most. It was a revelation. Thing. It was. And I remember like telling Laura, showing her the photos. She has never. See me look like that.
I was.
It's shocking.
When I thought he may have been dramatic with the black eyeshadow for contour, when I tell you there was straight up black all over his face, just like all over his jaw. You look devastated. Your face in that picture is literally like a mugshot. Like
it was a mugshot.
You are devastated.
It was as if I had just gotten arrested by the makeup police.
You would have been.
And I would have been, actually.
Oh,
my God. So honestly, that was probably my last ones, for at least for this video.
And you have always protected the artist and the brand.
And the brand. And even when they tried me, I still would never said their name.
Never said what their name. So there's
I've been very nice. I've been very fucking nice. So don't try me, please.
It's coming out one day.
Because like, I'm out of 10. Pick somebody else.
Pick somebody else.
I'm out
else.
Of fucking 10.
All right, guys. Well, that is our cringe for the week. Our funny cringe.
Hope you guys enjoyed today's. We have more moments. we have many more. If you guys like this, let us know. We can always make a part tour.
We can.
That was so funny.
That was awesome.
That was good. That was a good episode. I loved it.
You know what I think we should do on this episode? Mm. You guys should comment a word if you stayed till the end.
Oh, my God. That's genius.
Yeah. Okay, only for, but it's a secret. You can't tell people in the comments. You can't tell. It's only for you guys that stay till the end.
Oh, I love that.
What word should it be?
The first word that came to my mind was penguin. I don't know why.
Comment penguin down below.
Comment penguin.
Don't say why you're doing it.
Don't say why.
Don't say why. Just comment That's penguin.
That's the first word that came
if
was penguin.
If you made it to the end, comment penguin so we can know who's watching to the end.
We want to know the real ass bitches.
Oh, bro,
we're the real ass bitches.
It'll be fun though. So be sure to comment that. We'll be on the lookout. We love you guys.
We love you guys so much. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, like. Don't forget to rate us on Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Apple Podcasts,
anywhere. Give us a 5-star. We'd really, really appreciate it. Help the podcast grow, of course.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Love you guys. Bye.
'Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.